These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Molly, I'm 66, and I'm a retired website designer from Lewis.
I'm Stephen, I'm 29, and I'm an oil worker from Aberdeen.
I'm Natalie, I'm 35, I'm cabin crew from Stockport.
I'm Dave, I'm 59, I'm a sales manager from Monmouthshire.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Molly. Welcome to the show, Molly.
Thank you, Bertie.
From Lewis?
That's right, in Sussex.
Born and bred?
No, I'm from Edinburgh originally.
OK, what do you do for a living?
Through most of my career, I was a local government officer, but I took early retirement in 2000 and, with a friend, set up a web design business.
Oh, wow. Mm. Good
and
for you.
And sold it in 2011.
Did you?
And I'm now retired.
Good for you. Excellent stuff. What do you do with your time now?
We love to travel. We love islands in particular.
All right, fair enough. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, my husband and I will probably go to Madeira.
Perfect. Let's get you and your husband off to Madeira. Should we do that, Molly?
Absolutely.
All right, this is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What fast food chain applied to trademark the word McBrunch in 2014?
McDonald's.
Correct. In what country of the UK can you follow the malt whiskey trail?
Scotland.
Correct. What band, led by Pete Doherty, released the album sequel to the prequel?
Pass.
Baby Shambles. What London stadium staged the UEFA Champions League final in 2011?
Wembley.
Correct. Which of the main characters in The Munsters had steel bolts in his neck?
Lurch.
Herman. After what 1863 battle did the Philadelphia Inquirer declare Waterloo eclipsed?
Sorry, pass.
Gettysburg?
Yeah.
In Willie Russell's original play, in what city did Shirley Valentine live?
Sheffield.
Liverpool. Huh. What canoeing class shares its name with the world's second highest mountain?
Annapurna?
K2.
Oh.
Which actress played Julie in the film Tootsie?
Pass.
Jessica Lange. The shell of a...
Oh,
no time to get
awful.
There for you, Molly. It's not awful at all. £3,000. You're a better player than £3,000, I can tell that. However, time to face a chaser. Who will you be up against today? Will it be the governess, Anne Hegarty? She campaigns against Page Three by threatening to do it. Or perhaps it's the beast, Mark Lebet. He's big and bad. At school, he even flattened the naughty step. Or could it be the sinner man, Paul Sinner, a qualified GP, and the GP stands for grating and patronising? Or maybe it's the barrister, Sean Watts. He's got several big fans. He uses them to blow the dust off his head. So who do you fancy he's taking on?
I would like to meet Anne, because a lot of people say I sound like her and even look like her.
Shall we see who's coming across the bridge?
Yes.
Time to bring on the chaser. Well, there you are. Yeah. Actually, I can see the resemblance, but not really. It's the governess, Anne Hegarty.
Hello, Molly.
Hello, Anne. I believe we were separated at birth.
No, if I was going to remind people of you, I would sound a little more like this, which I don't.
See, I can't hear the Edinburgh twang, but you think you've still got it?
Slightly, only slightly. I've been in England a long time.
Yes, indeed.
You've got more of it than my mum, but less of it than my grandmother.
Yeah, been losing the accent steadily all my life, really.
As one does.
Perfect.
As one does.
Yeah. It's like a coffee morning with Hinge and Bracket. Let's put some money on the table. £3,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home and change your starting position, you can write down. The offer will be...
£300.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she'll offer you...
£23,000.
Nice. Molly, have a chat with your team. Dave.
Molly, you did well. I would like you to go for the £3,000 and come back and join us. We need you in the final.
Natalie.
Yeah, £3,000 is a great start for the team. If you feel happy to go for the 23, I think you've got the knowledge to do it.
Stephen.
Stick with the 3 and come back, and we'll see how the team goes the rest of the game.
Fantastic. Thank you, Stephen. What a cosmopolitan team we have. All right, 300, 3,000, 23 grand. Molly, what'll it be?
I've never been good at taking advice.
No, sure.
So I'm going to go for the 23.
She's Scottish. This is what we do.
It's money, money, money.
Yes.
Well, it must be funny in a rich man's world.
Let's go for it, sister.
You bet, baby.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, thanks. 23 grand. What
excellent.
Covenus.
Good for you.
Yes, absolutely, Molly. You ready?
Yes.
Good luck to you. Molly, for £23,000, the chase is on. What can you do? What can you do? Molly's after the lolly. Good luck. Here comes the first question. Among his other nicknames, which former Wimbledon champion was the Incredible Sulk? A, Jimmy Connors, B, Andre Agassi, or C, John McEnroe? You've put John McEnroe.
He used to throw his toys out of the pram a little bit as a young man.
Correct answer is... Yes, well played. John McEnroe it is. Step closer to home. Chaser has put... Goes right, also with John McEnroe, comes onto the table. Here's the next question. The clustering of MPs round a speaker during a televised debate in order to conceal low attendance is known as what? A, cream slicing, B, donutting, C, tea caking. You've put donutting. Do you know what that
I've
is?
Never heard of it, but a donut has a ring is a ring with a hole in the middle.
I know what a donut is, Molly.
Yeah, well, I thought you might like to have it confirmed.
I don't know.
So you have the speaker in the middle of the hole and all the others around. Makes sense to me.
Correct answer is... You were right!
Yeah.
What happens if the donut hasn't got a hole, it's got jam in the middle? What happens then?
I don't know. Because, strictly speaking, a donut shouldn't have a hole, that should be a dough ring.
You're too clever by half, Molly. Chaser has put. Goes right and got donut in.
Well, the camera is only showing a small part of the house. So if there aren't very many people in the house, then they all cluster around the guy who's speaking, so you think the house is full.
Whose house?
House of Commons.
It's politics. I don't understand any of that. I like more questions on donuts, though.
Yes.
Here's your next question. Which of these terms is the title of a musical by Rodgers and Hammerstein? A, allegro, B, crescendo, C, presto. You've put... allegro.
I have to say, I've never heard of an operetta by any of those names.
So right.
It's just the one that sounds the most likely, I'm afraid.
Correct answer is... well played. Allegro's right. Step closer home. Chaser's put. Molly, you're good.
Trouble is, so's Anne.
And Anne does go right. Never heard of that.
It's one of those rare ones by them that wasn't a hit. It was after Oklahoma and Carousel. It just kind of disappeared without trace.
Can't always have hits, though. I mean, Oklahoma.
Even if you're Rodgers and Hammerstein, you can't always.
Here's your next question. What is an American name for a hair grip? A, a billy pin. B, a Barry pin. C, a Bobby pin. You've put Bobby pin. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yes.
Correct answer is... step closer to home. Bobby pin is right. Chaser's put. Goes right with Bobby pin. Here's next question. Who was the mother of Charles I? A, Anne of Denmark, B, Matilda of Flanders, or C, Isabella of France. You've put Isabella of France.
I found myself thinking Henrietta Maria, but she was the mother of Charles II.
Mm.
So it's a bit of a guess.
Correct answer is... Anne of Denmark is the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put, here she comes. And does move to within one. We're two from home.
Yeah, she was married to James I. Matilda of Flanders was married to William the Conqueror and was the mother of William II and Henry I. And Isabella of France was the mother of Edward III.
Very good. However, Molly, we are two away from home. Let's see if we can make it back two on the bounce. That's what we need. Here's your question. Good luck. In which of these films did Arnold Schwarzenegger not play a scientist? A, Batman and Robin. B, Junior. C, The Terminator. You've put Junior.
I've never seen any of his films. I've never heard of that one. It just seems the most likely one to be the answer if I've never heard of it.
Got to be right. You've put Junior. Correct answer is... Ah. The Terminator. You're staying where you are. If the chaser has put the Terminator, you're out. Chaser has put...
Had to be. She wasn't going to go wrong on that.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't remember Batman and Robin.
He was, what was he, Mr. Freeze, something like that?
Oh, right.
And in Junior, he's the guy who gets pregnant. But in The Terminator, he's an alien robot, so he's a killing machine. He doesn't do anything else.
No, indeed.
Yes, I'm sorry. You can forget about Madeira. It's going to be the Isle of Dogs and a can of lager. Well, it'll have to be.
Molly, lovely to meet you, though. I wish you well.
Thank you
very
much.
Good luck on your travels, but you have been caught. Review, the chase is over.
Thank you, Bertie.
Thank you. Next to face the chaser is Stephen. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Cheers, Bradley.
Now, you're an oil worker.
Yeah.
On the rigs, obviously.
Yeah, off Aberdeen, yes.
Yes.
So, normally away for 2 or 3 weeks every month. 12-hour shifts, 84-hour weeks.
What do you do when you get home?
Go and watch the Dons. Normally Aberdeen Football Club. And socialise quite a bit with my friends and play footy. Yeah.
And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would give some money towards my dad so he can help do up his house a bit. It's got a bit dated, so... Right. And probably the rest just have a little party, you know?
Good for you. Except. All right, Steve, what's your dad's name?
Robert.
All right, OK, let's see if we can help Robert out. No doubt about that. All right, good luck, Stephen. Your time starts... Now, traditional children's money boxes are often shaped like what farm animal?
Piggy bank.
Correct. What's the only European country whose name in English begins with the letter H?
Hungary.
Correct. Pipeline, carving and backdoor are terms in what aquatic sport?
Pass.
Surfing. ANTM is an abbreviation of the TV show America's Next Top what?
Model.
Correct. What name is shared by the end of a gun barrel and a dog's face guard?
Muzzle.
Correct. In which computer game do players battle against blazers, creepers and zombies?
Pass.
Minecraft. What title links a Stephanie Meyer novel and a number one hit by Cover Drive?
Pass.
Twilight. The original libretto for Wagner's opera Siegfried is in what language?
Austrian.
German. A blue state is won by a US presidential candidate representing what party? Democratic. All right, Stephen, £4,000. Should we get to the table, see what the offers are?
All right.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Anne.
It's a high-pressure environment, isn't it? Really scary.
Yeah, a little.
Oh, I didn't mean working on an oil rig. I meant facing me.
Oh. OK. See how it goes.
Let's put some money on the table. Yeah. We have £4,000. Step closer to home will get you an offer of...
£1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
£35,000.
Have a chat with your team.
All right.
Dave.
Stephen, £35,000 will be good for your dad's house and a party with the boys.
Yeah.
I think you can do it.
All right. Dave. Okay.
Natalie.
I think, Stephen, £4,000 is quite a lot in a cash builder. Yeah. I think you could do that and get back to us because I think we really need you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Okay. £35,000. Stephen, what'll it be?
Just going to stick with the four, but what I've made.
Yep, absolutely. Back. £4,000 it is, Chaser.
Aside from that cash builder, if you're sort of steady and steely-eyed, or if you were just slow.
All right, here we go. Stephen, for £4,000, the chase is on. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. Which Midlands town was granted city status in 2000? A, Walsall. B, West Bromwich. C, Wolverhampton. You've put Wolverhampton.
Not sure about this one, Bradley. Not sure at all.
Correct answer is... Well played.
Sorry.
That's right, step closer to home. Chaser has put Wolverhampton is the right answer. Also goes with Wolverhampton. Here's the next question. In which two centuries did Venetian explorer Marco Polo live? A, 13th and 14th. B, 14th and 15th. C, 15th and 16th. You've put 14th and 15th.
I don't think it was as early as the 13th, 14th, but I guess we'll see.
Correct answer is... Oh, no, as early as that. Staying where you are. Chaser has put... Goes right, 13th and 14th.
Yeah, it was just after Genghis Khan.
Right.
So, sort of late 13th century.
Right, OK. Tough question, that. Here's your next question. Right. Chaser's moved within two or four from home. Good luck, mates. Which of these is both a position and a score in American football? A, safety. B, cornerback. C, tackle. You've put...
Safety. I know it's a position.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Safety is right. Chaser has put... Goes right with safety, remains the two behind with three from home.
I mean, listening to Mark telling me about American sports.
Here's your next question. Rihanna and Kanye West both featured on Run This Town, a 2009 number one single for which rapper? A, Eminem. B, Jay-Z. C, Drake. You have put Drake.
Toss up between him and Jay-Z. Rihanna and Drake were seeing each other for a bit, so I don't
really?
Know. Really? Yeah, so I don't know if that was.
You reading in pop magazines on that oil rig. You've got to stop. Read some Charles Dickens or something. Your correct answer is. Oh, it's Jay-Z. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Jay-Z, closes us down to one with three from home.
Yeah, she's made records with both Eminem and Drake, but I figured if it was both her and Kanye West, it was probably going to be Jay-Z.
Mm. Here's your next question. Chaser's one behind. We've got to get through. Three on the bounce. Let's do this. Here's your first one. What bird features on the national flags of Zambia and Egypt? A, a heron. B, eagle. Or C, penguin. An answer. Ooh, that was close. That was close. You've put eagle.
I'd go for that. Yeah, surely.
Yeah.
Not going to have a heron on a flag, would you?
No. I wouldn't have thought so.
I hope not.
Correct answer is well played. Eagle is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put.
She's going to know this.
Yeah, I think she will. Go.
I may have been thinking of the Ugandan flag. There certainly is an African flag I was thinking of that's got, you know, a bird standing up rather than flying.
Right.
It might not be a heron. It could be a secretary bird or something like that.
Sure. OK. Game's opened up. That's good for us. We're two from home and now the chaser is two behind. Here's your question. We are doing all right. Which of these is the name of a major road in Australia? A, Bruce Highway. B, Kylie Highway. Or C, Sheila Highway. You've put Bruce Highway.
Confident of this. I've been to Oz. So, yeah, I've been back parking in Oz, so...
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home and one away we are now with four grand. Chaser has put... Goes...
Kylie is the name of a boomerang. So it could be one of those highways where you go and go around the roundabout and come back again.
Heron, Kylie, what's going on? Now, the chaser is three away. Mm-hmm. We are one from home. We've got three chances getting through. Good luck. Here's your first. What name is usually given to a pair of small, low-powered binoculars for use by theatre audiences? A, ballet glasses. B, opera glasses. C, concert glasses. You've put opera glasses.
Didn't know, Bradley, I just took a guess.
You've put opera glasses. Correct answer is to go through with £4,000. Well played. Oh. Well done, well done, well done. Yeah, that's all right. No worries, no worries. Very good. I tell you what, we hung on and in the end increased our lead.
I noticed that.
It was sticky. I mean, you could have caught us had we got one wrong, but strange enough, we didn't, but you did.
Mm. Yes, that's annoying. I don't like it when they slip away.
Yeah, I know.
So, what I'll have to hope is that the other two now think that I'm not on form and they might go high.
We shall see.
See you at the end.
Yeah, yeah. See you at the end.
Cheers,
well done,
Bradley.
You, Stephen. Yeah,
cheers.
Well played, mate. Brilliant. And your dad will be pleased as punch for that as well. And the lads on the rig.
Cheers.
OK, one player out, one player through in the shape of Stephen. However, Natalie is up after the break. Can she add to the £4,000? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Natalie. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Hi, Bradley.
All right, now, you're from Stockport.
I live in Stockport, yeah, but I'm originally from Belfast.
Right, OK. And you're cabin crew.
Yes, so I am, yeah.
Short haul, long haul?
Yeah, I do long haul, so on average I do about 5 flights a month.
All right, what do you get up to in your spare time?
About 3 years ago I started snowboarding, so I try and practice that when I can. And I enjoy going out with my dog.
OK, what sort of dog is it?
She's a little Staffy Lurcher Cross. She's gorgeous.
OK, fair enough. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I've just started driving again after 15 years. I'm not that great, but I would like to get a camper van because I'd like to do some more travelling around the UK and Ireland.
All right, good for you.
I don't know if I'll be able to drive it, but let's
get you a camper van.
Yeah.
I wish you well, Natalie.
Thank you.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What group of people is sworn to deliver a verdict to the court of law?
Jury.
Correct. Margaret Thatcher called striking members of what profession the enemy within?
Lawyers.
Miners. Mm. Professor Plum and what other Cluedo suspect have surnames starting with the letter P?
Pass.
Mrs. Peacock. In 2008, what technology giant developed the App Store for mobile apps?
Apple.
Correct. Which South African president has been played by Morgan Freeman and Idris Elba?
Nelson Mandela.
Correct. Geraldine Somerville played Jane Penhaligon in what TV crime series?
Pass.
Cracker. Someone born in 1985 will celebrate what birthday in 2035?
Their 60th.
50th. I get filthy when that liquor get into me is a line from what Beyonce hit? It is indeed Drunk in Love. Natalie, £3,000. Shall we see what the offers
are? Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Natalie.
Hi, Anne.
Well, I'm in a bad mood now, so I suggest you adopt the brace position. Things are about to get bumpy.
Oh, dear.
Here we go, 3 steps ahead of the chaser with your £3,000. Step close to home will get you an offer of...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
She won't take it, but £41,000.
How do you know she won't take it?
She won't take it.
Natalie, have a chat with your team. Dave.
What do you think?
Natalie, you've done well. I think we need you back here. I wouldn't mind you having the bottom offer. Ooh. Go for it and come back and join us for the final chase and contribute to the pot.
Stephen.
Thank you, Dave.
If you go for the bottom offer, I'm happy enough with that, but you're a good enough player to take the 3 back.
I would say so, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen. OK, team. Here we go. £41,000, Natalie, what'll it be?
I'm going to take the 3.
3 it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chaser.
You were a little slow to reach takeoff speed on that cash builder, so let's see what you do here.
All right, Natalie, for £3,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In which of these areas of study is the golden section an important concept? A, mathematics, B, geography, C, politics. Need an answer? Do not run out of time, Natalie. You've put mathematics.
Mathematics. I honestly didn't have a clue on this one, Bradley.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Mathematics is right. Chaser has put... I was right, also with mathematics.
It's something like the relationship of the little bit to the big bit being the same as the relationship of the big bit to the whole, to the little bit and the big bit together. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
OK, here's the next question. In 2014, Stay With Me became whose third number one hit single? A, Olly Murs. B, Sam Smith. C, Tiny Temper. You've put Sam Smith.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of this one.
Correct answer is... Well played. Sam Smith it is. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Yeah, also goes with Sam Smith. Here's your next question. What was the occupation of the three men who shared Time Magazine's 1968 Person of the Year Award? A, astronaut. B, architect. C, athlete. You've put... astronaut.
That was kind of around the 60s when there was space travel, wasn't there? Yeah. So that's why I went for that one.
Correct answer is... Well played, astronaut is correct. Step closer home, Chase has put. Goes right with astronaut, the ones are three behind.
I don't know this, but I'm guessing that it was the crew of Apollo 8, Borman, Anders and Lovell. It was the first manned spacecraft to actually go to the moon. It didn't land, but it went round the moon.
Thank you. Here's the next question. No, Elvis is not dead. He just went home is a line from which film? A, Ghostbusters. B, Back to the Future. C, Men in Black. You've put... Back to the Future.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen all of them, but I honestly can't remember that line.
Correct answer is... Men in Black, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Men in Black, moves down to within two or two from home.
Well, it's about the fact that a lot of people who appear to be humans are actually secretly aliens.
Huh.
So that's what it means.
Here's your next question. Which chef wrote the cookbook New British Classics? A, Jamie Oliver. B, Gordon Ramsay. C, Gary Rhodes. You've put Gary Rhodes.
Yeah, I don't know why that sticks in my head. It's probably completely wrong.
Do you cook?
Not really. I use the slow cooker. I like doing that.
Yeah. Lamb hot pot.
Yeah.
Sensational. You put Gary Rhodes. Correct answer is... Well played, you. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. She'll go wrong here. Watch this. Knew it. Game opens up again. That's good for us. One from home with £3,000. Here's the next question. The artist Vermeer used what medium to paint Girl with a Pearl Earring? A, oil. B, tempera. C, watercolour. You've put oil.
Yes. I've heard of Girl with a Pearl Earring, but never seen it.
You've put oil. If oil is right, we're through with £3,000. Correct answer is, good luck, Natalie. And yet, do you know what? Strange enough, you have seen it. You've either seen it in books, photographed it somewhere. Chaser, very famous.
Yeah, it is very famous and you will have seen it.
But through?
Indeed.
Well done, you, Natalie. You know what they say? First class. Well done.
Thank you.
Brilliant stuff. All right, two players through. And do you know what?
What?
Dave is up after the break.
So he is.
And he was the one that said, go for it.
Ooh.
What do you reckon he's going to do?
He won't go for it.
He won't go for it. I think he might. Dave's up after the break. Will he or won't he? We'll see you in a minute. Welcome. Welcome back. Last up, it's Dave. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you, Bradley. It's good to be here.
From Monmouthshire.
Yes.
And you're a sales director.
Sales manager. We manufacture automotive filtration systems, selling oil filters for your car, bus, your trucks.
Sure, absolutely. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I like wildlife, and in particular, we're elephant fans. Just before we were married, Sue, my wife, received a little elephant as a present from a friend, and it looked lonely on the mantelpiece, so we decided we ought to try and find it a partner, and 40 years later, we're still collecting.
Elephants?
Yeah, 1,271 is now the collection in the house and the garden. We also sponsor the real ones, so we've adopted one in Sri Lanka and Africa as well. We sponsor in the orphanage. The plan is, if I'm lucky enough to get any money, is to take Sue on the African safari. So that's the plan with the money.
Well, let's do this then. Let's get straight to it. Let's get you and Sue on safari. Should we do that?
Thank you, yes.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Wok frying pans originated in the cuisine of which country?
China.
Correct. What Grand National winning horse has a bronze statue in Southport?
Red Rum.
Correct. The 2012 novel Capital by John Lanchester is set in what city?
New York.
London. Duncan Bannatyne recorded his last series of what TV show in 2014?
Dragon's Den.
Correct. Which French soldier and emperor had the nickname Corporal Violet?
Napoleon?
Yes, Napoleon Bonaparte. The Reformation has been described as an egg laid by Erasmus and hatched by who?
Pass.
Luther. Which TV actress was born Prunella Margaret Rumney Illingworth?
Prunella Scales.
Correct. Hyperglycemia can be caused by a decrease in the production of what hormone?
Testosterone.
Insulin. In electronics, what's the opposite of an alternating current?
A direct current.
Correct. In what sport might a player dribble and slam dunk?
Basketball.
Correct. Shortening. Very good, Dave. $7,000. Doubling the pot straight away. Are you a gambling man, Dave?
We'll see.
Time to face the chaser. Awesome. Excuse me, what did you just say, Dave, as the chaser was coming across the bridge?
She's awesome, isn't she?
That's nice.
Be nice to me, please.
No, I probably won't.
Thank you.
But I was impressed. Like your elephants, you've got a good memory.
Thank you, Anne.
And like your elephants, you'll be packing your trunk shortly.
Put some money on the table, Dave. Very good. $7,000. A step close to home, though, will get you an offer of...
-1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will give you an offer of...
£53,000.
Ooh, have that. Have a chat with your team, Natalie.
Dave, $7,000 is an amazing cash builder, so it is. I would take that, get back to us, because you're going to have knowledge that we definitely don't have.
Stephen.
If you want to go for a 53, go for it, Dave. But I'd prefer you took the 7, came back, and we can all share the money happily.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good for you, good for you. All right, nice advice, however. -1, $7,000 and 53,000. What are you thinking?
7 is a nice sum in its own right, which I'll take back to the table, hopefully, with my colleagues.
There you are. 7 it is, chaser.
He's the sensible type. I hate them. They're hard to beat.
Sorry. Thank you.
Let's do this. Dave, for $7,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these was the name of a sequel to the classic novel Little Women? A, Little Children. B, Little Girls. C, Little Men. You've put Little Girls.
Pure guess. Your guess.
Correct answer is... It's Little Men, staying where you are. Chaser has put, and here she comes. Immediately, she'll get this. Of course, does. Written by?
Louisa May Alcott. There are 4 books. Little Men is the 3rd one. It was always my favourite, actually. It's the one where Jo and her husband are running a school for boys.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What is Miley Cyrus's original first name? A, Fortune. B, Destiny. C, Fate. You've put Destiny.
Yeah, I might, even at my age, I might call somebody Destiny, but Fortune and Fate I would think would be silly names.
Yeah. Correct answer is? I think you're right. Well played. Step close to home. Destiny is correct. Chase has put. Yeah. Here's the next question. the stream of ions and electrons which constantly emanates from the sun is the solar what? A, wind, B, apex, C, compass. You've put wind.
I was looking for the solar stream, but when that didn't come up, wind.
Correct answer is... Well played. Very, very good indeed. Step close to home. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with nice logic there, because you can call that stream.
I was rather hoping that the options were going to be wind, stream and storm.
Right.
Because I thought those might confuse you.
Yeah, very well played. Here's your next question. The capital city of what country comes last in an alphabetical list of world capitals? A, Croatia. B, Macedonia. C, Serbia. You've put Serbia.
I don't know what the capital of Serbia is, but I don't think Macedonia and Croatia have capitals with letters that are late in the alphabet.
Correct answer is... Croatia, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here she comes. Goes right with Croatia. Zagreb?
Zagreb, yes. Yeah. Capital of Serbia is Belgrade, which is one of the earliest ones.
Macedonia?
Macedonia, I think, is Skopje.
Thank you very much. Chaser's moved to one behind now. Good job we didn't go for the 53 grand. We are three away from home. We've been in this situation before, though. We can do it. Here's next question. We've got to get away from her.
Yes.
In The Simpsons, what are Itchy and Scratchy? A, mouse and cat. B, dog and cat. C, canary and cat. You've put mouse and cat.
Used to watch The Simpsons a long time ago. Haven't watched it for a while, but memory says it's a mouse and cat.
Correct answer is... Well played. Mouse and cat is right. Step close to home, Chaser's put. Also goes with mouse and cat. Here's your next question. Bananas have a high content of what dietary mineral? A, potassium. B, zinc. C, magnesium. You've put potassium.
Yeah, I love a banana, as you can see. Like bananas. I think it's potassium. I think that's what golfers eat them for energy during a round of golf.
Correct answer is... Well played, potassium is correct. Step close to home. Chaser's put. She should get this. And does. Remains the one behind. Here's your question. Need you in the final. Since 1952, which word has appeared most often in the title of UK Christmas number one singles? A. I, B, love, C, you. Oh. Need an answer. You've put you.
Blank. Just picked you.
If it's right, you're through. Correct answer is, fingers crossed. Come on, Dave. Go on. Go on, Dave. Oh. Well played, Dave. Did you get that right?
I did get that right. I thought love was kind of too obvious, and usually people are singing about other people at Christmas.
Indeed. All right, but nonetheless, well played, Dave. Excellent.
Thank you.
You are through to the final chance, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we have 14 grand in the prize fund. Lovely.
Yeah, it's a pity that, because I think that Dave's going to be useful in the final chase.
Indeed. So, Dave, Natalie and Stephen have made it through to the final chase, and the total prize fund is 14 grand. Are they going home with it? I certainly hope so. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Dave, Natalie and Stephen have made it through to the final chase and there's £14,000 in the prize fund. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and the team have selected set...
B.
Set B. Yep. That means, of course, the governess gets set A. Three of you have made it through to the final chase. Yep. That means you get a three-step head start on the governess, and there it is. I wish you well. Your time starts now. Which businessman launched Virgin Cola?
Stephen.
Richard Branson.
Correct. What Berkshire town's two-letter postcode is RG?
Dave.
Reading.
Correct. The Albert Medal for life-saving was replaced by which cross?
Stephen.
George Cross.
Correct. Electromotive force is usually measured with what SI unit?
Dave.
Erg.
Volt. What US chat show host voiced Dory in Finding Nemo?
Dave.
Pass.
Ellen DeGeneres. Sent up in a rocket in 1960, what type of animal was Miss Sam?
Stephen.
Dog.
Monkey. A drag race usually involves how many cars?
Dave.
Two.
Correct. Who plays Tyrion Lannister in the TV series Game of Thrones?
Dave.
Pass.
Peter Dinklage. What country attempted to invade England in 1588?
Stephen.
France.
Spain. Who defeated Richard Nixon to become US president?
Dave.
Jimmy Carter.
JFK. Bughouse and Tandem are team forms of what board game?
Dave.
Pass.
Chess. Dialysis is used when what organ of the body stops working?
Natalie.
Kidney.
Correct. Sharon Rooney plays Ray in the TV drama My Mad Fat What?
Dave.
Pass.
Diary. On what continent did the polka dance originate?
Stephen.
European.
Correct. Who played Samantha in the 80s teen film 16 Candles?
Dave.
Pass.
Molly Ringwald. How many months in one third of a year?
Stephen.
Four.
Correct. What former country awarded the Lenin Peace Prize?
Natalie.
Russia.
No, USSR. You Drive Me Crazy was a hit in 1981 for which singer?
Stephen.
Billy Idol.
Shaken Stevens. What ship did Jason and the Argonauts sail in?
Dave.
The Golden Fleece.
Argo. Kale is a loose leaf variety of what vegetable?
Dave.
Cabbage.
Correct. What nationality was playwright Shauna Casey?
Stephen.
Irish.
Correct. The sixth Star Trek film was subtitled Grab the Scallop. No time to get there for you. Try to get it in. Oh, now the team. 12.
Can still do it. Can still do it.
All right, we need some pushbacks.
Yeah.
We will need a few, I have to say. Right, time to bring back the chaser.
There were some tough questions, which means I'll get some tough questions as well. So pushbacks will count.
They will indeed. OK, here we go. It's time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What's the currency in Jersey?
Pound.
Correct. The stage name of blues player Ellis McDaniel was Bo what?
Diddley.
Correct. What London Football League team are nicknamed the O's?
Orient.
Correct. The mineral halite is composed of sodium what?
Chloride.
Correct. In what TV series were Mulder and Scully FBI agents?
The X-Files.
Correct. In 1564, Michelangelo died in what capital city?
Rome.
Correct. The next census is scheduled to take place in what year?
2021.
Correct. Which US novelist wrote the thriller The Sum of All Fears?
Tom Clancy?
Correct. A Tonkinese is a type of what household pet?
Cat.
Correct. In cricket, the score of 111 is named after what admiral?
Nelson.
Correct. Bleak House and what other Dickens novel begin with B?
Barnaby Rudge.
Correct. Which escapologist did Tony Curtis play in the 1953
Houdini.
Film? Correct. Well, that says it all. Caught with 1 minute and 4 seconds remaining. The target of ours was 12. No pushbacks, of course, which means at that rate, we'd needed 26. That's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you got no... Natalie, you're laughing, but you got no chance against them on that form, have you?
Not at all.
But I thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. Have you enjoyed your day?
Yeah, I had a lovely day.
Despite losing.
Good stuff.
Well and truly beat in the end, I have to say. All right, well, look, I have to take away the £14,000 and tell you that Dave, Natalie and Stephen, thanks for playing along. However, you now have been caught and View the Chase is finally over.
Chaser. Yeah, when I said pushbacks would be important, you know, you can't push me back if I'm not getting them wrong.
Indeed. Fallen at the final hurdle and my team go home empty-handed and are caught with 1 minute and 4 seconds remaining. Wow, that is some going from the chaser. Which begs the question, of course, could you take money from the chaser? Could you outrun a chaser? Well, then, please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.